obviously offensively we weren't the sharpest unit, you know, of all time, but you know, it's a work in progress. We have great days out here. Some days we, you know, mentally mess up a little bit, but all in all, I think we've been pretty good and are continuing to get better.
Now, did the music work to help you focus, or was it a distraction?
It makes you focus, especially as a quarterback, because with the crowd noise and trying to get everything directed in the right way, that makes things hard. So, you know, the quarterback has to be focused, really, to get everybody on the same page.
So you didn't even notice what your favorite tune was out there then?
I did during stretch. I heard T.I. and Rihanna early in stretch, and then literally my mind went blank from there.
Okay. Obviously, the other big headline today is the non-show of Brandon Marshall. What's your reaction to him not being here, and how does that affect you being a quarterback and him being a top receiver on this team?
Oh, well, you know, of course we'd love to have him here. I mean, he's very talented. He's going to make our team better, and you know, he's a good guy. We love having him around. But at the same time, it's the NFL. It's a business. There's a lot of things that go into decisions like this. So, you know, you just got to respect his decision, and we'll continue to work here.
As a player, do you understand him possibly, you know, taking this position if it had to do with financial reasons?
I definitely do. You know, you never know in the NFL. It's a violent game, and guys do get hurt. And, you know, everybody wants a little security in their life. So, you know, you can't blame him for that.
At the same time, so much has been made about being a team, and to have part of that team not here, does that kind of hurt the team a little bit?
Well, you know, of course we'd love to have him here, there's no doubt, but I would say that the 32 teams in the NFL, every team is probably dealing at least with one incident like this, so it's just the way it is this day and age, and you deal with it, and you make the best out of it.
Kristen, where do you think this competition stands between you and Kyle? I mean,
it's going to be a big topic. You know, honestly, you were just talking to Coach for the last 20 minutes, didn't he tell you?
He said you're the guy.
Oh, well, he just told me. I'm not supposed to tell you. We have no control over that. I just come out here and try to be my best, and you let the coaches make the decisions from there. You know, quarterback competition is, you know, a little blown out of proportion usually, but at the same time, you know, I understand it. But as a quarterback, if you don't worry about yourself and go out and do the things you need to do in practice, and then you're going to be in trouble. So you got to stay focused on the task.
How is this competition different than the ones you've been through before, or similar?
Well, I guess it's different just because it's two guys both trying to learn the same offense at the same time. So we're going through the same things offensively all together. So I would say that's different than anything I've been a part of. Similar, there's nothing really that I could say that's any more similar in this situation than other ones. Me and Kyle have a great relationship. We get along great. And I think we're just both trying to bust our butt and get a hold of this offense.
Do you think that really puts you on even footing, though, when you say that? Because if you go in another competition, you may be a rookie and you're going against someone who's been in the system for 5 years. The fact that you're going through this together, you're both learning the system together, doesn't that really put you on even footing?
No doubt. I mean, it's an even playing field, and we're all, you know, going through the bumps and bruises of this. So it definitely makes the playing field more even, yes.
How do you think you've done this offseason? I know Taser almost done now.
Right. You know, pretty good. Continually gotten better, been happy with it, feel good. I know there's mistakes that I made a few today, but we'll go in meetings here, and they'll be sure to point out our mistakes, and we'll just try to fix them up and come out tomorrow.
Just did say with the competition so close as it is between you two that actually the competition is helping push each of you to make you better. You kind of echo those comments?
I think so. I think anytime you get in that situation, it's like that. You know, the coaches, they make it competitive every day between offense and defense, and it makes the team really come closer together with all the competition. It really does. You know, we get to talking and yelling at each other and talking a little smack here and there. It makes the day fun.
Through what you went through physically, was there ever a time where you didn't think you'd be staying here talking about I'm head-to-head in a quarterback battle for a first team?
Sure. 15 months ago, 16 months ago, I wasn't sure if I was ever going to be able to play football again. So, you know, I'm just, like I said before, elated to be out here and really just happy that I feel so good. And, you know, life's going in the right direction for me right now.
What was it like 15, 16 months ago? What was your day like trying to come
Every
back?
Day was a struggle, just trying to get my body to feel right. And, you know, it's not like you can tell a difference day by day. So it was very frustrating. I was not capable of making throws that I could probably make in sixth grade. So, you know, that's pretty frustrating when you're an NFL quarterback and you're used to, you know, driving a Corvette, and then all of a sudden you're on a bicycle. As far as your arm strength goes, that was a very tough thing to go through.
What kind of throws? What kind of throws are you talking about?
Oh, I mean, the simplest throws you could ever imagine. A 10-yard curl route was a struggle for me. Everything was a struggle for me because physically I was just a mess. Yeah.
From your vantage point, how were the players reacting, you know, just to Brandon not being here? Obviously, the coach mentioned at 8:30 he knew by the time you guys were having meetings. Could you see how, you know, they were reacting, whether it be chatter or just, you know, as far as getting extra balls or...
No, I don't think there's... anything to a coach said, you know, Brandon's not here today. That's his decision. And I think everybody moves on. You know, maybe the rookies, they dwell on it a little because they haven't been around it. But so many of us have been around these situations now. It's just part of your everyday football life now in the NFL. And we just deal with it and go.
Chris, you talked about your physical condition. Are you all the way back? 100%?
Yeah, I would say 100% back. Yeah, I definitely would. Feel great. Been throwing it pretty good. Almost said the D word there, but feel pretty good.
Fine for the print guys.
Yeah.